Secret Garden was my favorite book growing up, and I always imagined having a beautiful garden at my house. Dad planted a garden, and it was just corn and tomatoes and cucumbers. I was so disappointed. I had imagined, you know, these tall hedged walls and gardens full of roses and pathways.
Diana West finally got her fairy tale ending when she met Bruce Bugbee, a professor of plant physiology at Utah State University.
When I met Bruce, I fell in love with his garden as much as with Bruce, I have to confess.
Diana and Bruce have been sharing their colorful, enchanting garden art and historic home with the community of Logan, Utah for years. They are now using it as a means to raise money for Utah Public Radio.
So it's really like a big yard party to celebrate summer and celebrate gardens and celebrate public radio.
This is such a beautiful place.
Oh, thanks. Most of this thing will be outside.
The party.
We've given tours in here and scheduled getting it cleaned up and polished for all the
for
people.
For the party?
Yeah.
Bruce purchased his picturesque Gothic Revival style home in the early 1980s. Built in 1887 by Logan's first mayor, Alvin D. Crockett, the home, which features a steeply pitched roof and intricately designed eaves, was recently placed on the National Register of Historic Places.
I wild about those houses, and then I finally saw this one, and no, it really needed a lot of work. I mean, there was plywood over broken windows, and the plumbing leaked. And
well, it had been a frat house, I think, hadn't it, for a while? A lot of students living here.
Yeah, so there was, you know, dairy fraternity stickers and places on the walls. So it was pretty trashed.
While restoring the 4,000 square foot mansion to its original glory, Bruce also turned part of the yard into a canvas for garden art. Each year, the garden boasts a theme that's literally brought to life for the community. A favorite, all complete with a yellow brick road, was based on the Wizard of Oz. Another design was in tribute to the Salt Lake City Olympic Games. Imagine the symbolic 5 interlocking rings sprouted from requisite blue, yellow, black, green, and red colored flowers. The community has been enjoying Bruce's garden for the past 35 years or so.
And I've only helped the last 5 or 6 years, but I've really enjoyed helping out. We laugh because the first year I hadn't worked my way up to planter yet. I just got to pull the plugs, is that what you call them? Mm-hmm. And get them ready to plant, but now I'm a full-blown planter and designer, so.
The design wouldn't be what it is without her working on it. But there's the design, and then there's the biological part where everything has to grow just right. The precision watering, precision fertilizing. If it's a design and a picture, you can't have some dead spots. It has to be just right.
This year's garden honors the famous visionary Buckminster Fuller. You can't help but be struck by the brightly colored flowers and ornamental plants surrounding an elaborate bamboo dome of open triangles.
When I was growing up, I fell in love with his geodesic domes. This was a chance to do a tribute to him and have a large geodesic dome that you could go inside. And then Diana had the great idea to put solar-powered LEDs. So if you look closely, you can see these tiny gold strands. Those are all LEDs that come on at night. So it's all lit up, quite striking.
Walking up the red brick pathway into the dome, water flows down several levels of a fountain.
The last few years, we've had a water feature in the garden, and you're inside the middle of the sphere. And so as we put the cascading fountain right in the middle, it's a destination. They can walk in there and look closely at this cascading fountain.
You are invited to share in Bruce and Diana's passions for gardening and public radio by attending the Garden and Arts Gala at their home.
UPR is kind of in our blood, really. I've appreciated UPR since I was quite young.
I mean, UPR, you wish that was better funded through hard funding and annual funding. But it's just not.
It's fun to be able to do something to give back. I just hope people want to come, and I hope people understand that it's a fundraiser and that they're giving back to the community when they come, and that the money they pay for a nice dinner is part of it, but really what they're doing is contributing to the station to support the wonderful programs that they have.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.